Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Saturday, the 3rd of October. Horrible, isn't it? Isn't it horrible? Stay indoors, stay indoors, don't stay indoors. Eat out, don't eat out. Staycation, go on a staycation. Go to Europe, don't go to Europe. Brexit, Brexit, stay home, don't stay home. Be ill, read the websites. Drive 60 miles, have an eye test. Drive, have an eye test. Don't have an eye test. Stay indoors, stay out. Eat out to help out. Don't eat out. All be home by 10 o'clock. Everybody be home by 10 o'clock. Nobody out past 10 o'clock, stay home. But eat out to help out. Oh no, don't eat out to help out. Staycation. Honestly, fucking what a load of old bollocks that bloke talks. There's about 50 podcasts where I told you, if ever a man was fucking ill fit for any job, it is that fucking buffooning clown, isn't it? Just listen to him talk. He's fucking clueless. Honestly, absolutely fucking clueless. I just find it staggering that people think this guy is up to anything. He's absolutely fucking useless. And then my mate over the old pond has got the virus. Has he though? That's it. See, when somebody lies like he does, genuinely you don't know, do you? I mean, you just do not know. Of course, wish him well, don't want anybody to be ill, but it's just difficult to believe whether he's got it or not, which is a staggering thing to say. Yeah, it is. But my boy rang me yesterday, said, what do you think? I said, if there's one man I wouldn't put it past, it would be him. But, I mean, I'd be amazed, but I just couldn't put it past him. But just imagine if Biden had it, if it was the other way around. Just imagine what he'd be saying. And again, I'm not a massive Joe Biden fan. I don't think the Democrats really have got much of a clue. This guy's just, they're both just absolute clowns. And they eat out, go out, go back to work. Don't go back to work, go back to work. Go to the offices, come back from the offices. Don't go to the offices. Stay home, work from home if you can. I just don't see where fucking nothing's going to change for 6 months, team. Strap yourselves in. Nothing is going to change in this country for the next 6 months as the weather kicks in and colder and flu season arrives. It's all just going to get exacerbated. Brexit. We've got all that to look forward to. Brexit. Get out. Brexit. Loads of deals. Oven ready. Fucking clueless. Right, don't want to listen to me waffling about all that old shit anyway, dear. I was up really early this morning and just hadn't read any news for quite a while and just put about 5 minutes and I'd done myself head in. Trading Green Project, who are you, son? What's this Ian Ladd business? Eh? What's this fucking Ian Ladd? None of this northern stuff. It's Ian. I'm not called Ian Ladd. There's no Ladd in the middle. My middle name's not Ladd. Just Ian will do. Ian Ladd. I don't even know what accent would say Ian Ladd, but fucking hell. Ian Ladd. There's one for you, Ian Ladd. Sort yourself out. Right, what else have we got? What do we want? You want some football, probably. I did have some football somewhere. What's going on at the minute? Nothing's going on at the minute. Oh, there's a game in Japan, actually. Over 1.5 goals if you fancy it at Gamba Osaka in the second half. Wait till the second half kicks off and trade the over 1.5. It's currently on 42 minutes. If I get this up, and I probably won't have even finished this podcast before the match finishes. Who knows? But if you do. And then I mentioned on the pod, are the old Geordies playing today? Are the old Geordies? Way aye, man. Yeah, Newcastle, Burnley. This is where you need to remember what you said. What did I say about Newcastle, Burnley? Anybody know? Answers on a postcard. But I do believe I said that the over 2.5 looked like it might be a bit of a value. And I believe it is, yes, over 2.5 goals. The team's priced at home between 2.5 and 3 with over 2.5 odds against has happened 113 times for just over 8 points profit. And 6 of that points has come from Newcastle, but just running some other numbers across the Ultimate database and things. I do think over 2.5 goals is a bit of value here. So over 2.5 goals at Newcastle, Burnley,
dripping it in from the start and trading it. A first half goal at Toulouse, 2 o'clock. So if that is nil-nil, sort of 25 minutes onwards, Toulouse drip laying a first half goal or backing a first half goal, 2 o'clock, Toulouse versus Estac Troy. Over 1.5 at Hull versus Plymouth, 25, 30 minutes in. If it's nil-nil, Hull Plymouth over 1.5 goals. Back it and trade on a goal, and the same for Sociedad Getafe at 5:30. Sociedad Getafe 5:30. If it's nil-nil, 25 minutes in, over 1.5 goals. So 2.5 at Newcastle Burnley. First half goal at Toulouse and 1.5 at Sociedad and Hull. Both those sort of 25 minutes start drip back in over 1.5. Remove your liability on a goal. Yes, if it comes in the first half, you can let it run, whatever you like. And if you get the Japan game now, gambling Osaka, gambling Osaka, gambling Osaka, gamble Osaka. Been up too long. Gee whiz, who'd you play for? I play for gambling Osaka. Gamba Osaka is the team. Dear me, what an absolute shambles. Chrissy Spreadsheets had his relaunch last night. I was doing football, so I didn't get to see it. But good luck, Chrissy, with your Excel ventures. I will say to anybody, if you want proper professional Excel work, I'm your man. I mean, Chrissy's your man. His Brett's are up on the thing. I'll do the results up Monday. Still looking good for the home wins and the over 2.5s, particularly if they're naps on the Chrissy ones that we put on Twitter. But my plan will be, I'm going to have a look. Obviously, we've got this international break, get a few things sorted. My plan will be to take that all off Twitter and move it to a Telegram group, I think, where I can control it. And obviously, it's easier to post it and people see it all in one place, as opposed to finding it in amongst old Trump and Boris info and everything else that pops up. Right, that's it. That's it. Ian Ladd is off. I'm away, Ian Ladd. Flipping heck. I will. I've given you everything. I will be back. When will I be back? I'll be back with you tomorrow. Tomorrow for the NFL. NFL previews tomorrow morning. Have a lovely weekend. Good luck with your ultimate bets, those involved. Good luck with your trading and everything for everybody else. Hope you have a great weekend, and I will be back with you in the morning.